like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, I'm Liana Holston.
And I'm Sienna Jekyll.
And welcome to Tossed Popcorn, the podcast where two idiots watched every film on the AFI's 100 Greatest American Movies of All Time, the very slightly less racist 10th anniversary edition, and are now exploring films that we personally believe to be classics and or vibes.
Thank you. This podcast, this podcast is a safe.
Mm-mm.
I was just gonna say village, but like it's not.
Yeah. Well.
This podcast is a safe wedding for people who don't know anything. God damn it! Okay, wait, let me try one more. It's really not safe. This podcast is a safe milk cart for people who don't know anything about movies. Today we're watching Fiddler on the Roof.
Tradition!
I don't know who... I think you put it on there?
I definitely did, and maybe you also did. But I definitely did.
One we were both happy to have on here. And
happy to
it.
Have on here. A mutual addition.
Warning, there will be spoilers about this traditional old film.
Oop! Tradition,
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 tradition.
And who does mama teach?
What if we just performed
honestly,
each song?
I'd be, this is to one for which I would actually be very pleased about that.
Preparing me to marry whoever papa picks.
Sorry.
The daughters, the daughters.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like, please do?
Funny, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sienna, let's do our predictions, Sienna. Please. Sienna.
Sienna. Liana.
Sienna.
Yes, let's do mine first because I think it's the low lame. Okay.
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 Hi, Liana. This is Sienna.
Hi.
I'm about to watch Fiddler on the Roof.
Sounds
crazy,
you know?
I recall enjoying this movie, which I'd seen once.
Nice.
And I'm pretty sure the music in it slaps.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I remember that it's 3 hours long, so we will see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, looking forward to spending some time with Tevye.
Mm.
And actually absolutely vibing out to some bottle dancers.
Oh.
I love you. Goodbye.
Yes.
I remembered it vaguely. Did not know what I was in for.
Mm.
Liana, let's listen to your prediction of
okay.
the movie. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Three.
That was like a Disney. That was like a Hannah Montana scene transition.
It felt like it.
Good morning, Sienna.
Oh,
it's Liana. I'm about to watch Fiddler on the Roof. A Fiddler on the Roof sounds crazy, no? I have seen this movie before. I was in this damn musical in high school. I predict it is long. Mm-hmm. But I predict some absolute bangers of tunes, a little bit extremely the 1970s in terms of like
aesthetic.
Respectfully and with love, everyone is a little bit ugly. And oh, it's sad. Oh.
Uh-huh.
But I love it. Love you. Bye.
Well,
sick.
Liana.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Girl, will you please finally tell me about this escape room that you did?
Speaking of religious traditions, this last weekend, and I'm sorry to spoil anything for the listeners and about the time this comes out and whatever, but it just so happens that the weekend recently was Easter weekend, and that is significant for this because I had a wonderful Easter weekend. I saw my siblings, and my boyf came with me to go see my sibling, and we went to stay with his family. And this
wait, your siblings also stayed at your boyfriend's family's home? Oh,
we went. It was two separate things. We went and we saw my siblings, and then we went to his family home. Anyway, we go to have just sort of like a great weekend. The sun was shining. We had like a great Easter day. And then we were just like, oh, this is so great. The next day we were like, we don't have anything to do. Like, we both have this Monday off. Like, it's so the sun is shining and I had my roller skates in my car, so we like roller skated around the neighborhood, and it was just like, wow, what a great spring day. It feels so good to like not have work and like be chilling out. Like, what if we did? He's like, what if we did an escape room? I'm like, that is such a good idea. Like, that sounds so fun. So we had like a cute lunch, and then we're like, okay, like we go to this escape room and we get there. And they're like, oh my gosh, welcome. Like, you guys are going to do a really fun one. We were so pumped. And we get there and he's like, okay, so here are your lanterns because it's going to be pretty dark in there. And we're like, oh, okay. And he's like, so welcome to Shady Pine Asylum. You are here to find this patient, Nelly. You know, they hadn't seen her in a long time, but a lot of other patients have had like crazy, unfortunate and violent things happen to them. And we're like, and basically they're like, all right, so go ahead, go in. And we get in there. It is dark. There is blood on the walls.
No.
There's a bedpan with fake diarrhea.
No.
There are drawings up on the wall of like different torture treatments. That's like pyrotherapy, hydrotherapy, with like really scary drawings of like drowning people and stuff. Turns out it was a horror themed.
Yeah.
Escape room. But by this point, we already knew it was going to be like, the thing is, we knew it was asylum. So I don't know why we didn't think more. We just thought it would be like creepy and like medical themed. But, like, of course that's going to be horror.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, basically, we didn't know what we were getting into. It was the scariest hour of my life. It is the closest I've ever been long-term to evil. And I almost threw up.
The closest you've ever been long-term to evil as somebody who went to Catholic school for 12 years? Come on.
You get what I mean, though. An hour of like somebody on a speaker being like, I'm going to kill you and rip out your intestines.
That sucks.
It was so scary. The noises were so scary. There were sounds coming out of the speakers all the time. It would get darker. One of the final clues was finding a severed thumb. You had to like reach into holes. It was so scary. And we left and we were like, well, that was fun.
That sounds awful.
It was horrible. We were both so scared. But what I will say is we didn't leave
broken
needing
up.
To break up.
Yeah. I sort of thought that might be how this was going. The way that you were setting up the tale, I was like, okay, beautiful day. Probably they broke up after the escape room.
The beautiful thing is that we survived. Because if that had been, if that had been a messier relationship situation, can you imagine being in there and being like having an hour in which someone says they want to kill you and you're trying to solve puzzles together? It was so
solving puzzles while
honest.
Being threatened for 60 minutes.
Yes.
That's
and
horrible.
When the door opens,
that's how
it
feels.
So
that's
scary.
How my brain feels every day.
So scary. It was so scary.
Oh.
Anyway,
I'm surprised that we as a society are still doing asylum themed things.
It's very problematic. So funny. Yeah, the main part of this whole thing that's very funny for me to look back on is like the hour before when we were literally roller skating and we were like, let's go to an escape room. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then flash forward to an hour later where there's like little screaming and blood on the walls and we're trying to solve some clue. Like we had to literally count teeth for one of the codes.
Ew.
It was horrible.
I can't explain it, but that
we paid
is
for that.
actively the polar opposite and the exact opposite of Easter.
Yeah, I know.
Like what Easter in capitalism terms has become of like bunnies.
Pastels and
bunnies and eggs and grass and the sun and daffodils. And then it's like, okay, someone's thumb is in a hole. You have to get it out.
Oh, it was so scary.
Holy shit.
One of the clues was in the bedpan.
That's disgusting.
Anyway, hey girl, how you doing?
I hate that. I'm good. I also had a wonderful Easter weekend that stayed wonderful the whole time because I know myself and what I'm about.
Yeah.
I went to nature. I was in nature the whole time.
How was it?
I had nothing to do with organized religion. Sorry to brag. The standouts were, I got a really good picture of a heron.
Oh, love it.
Like a really good picture.
Oh, here's one thing, listeners. I think we might have
submit this.
I think we said this one time, but Liana is inexplicably, because I got to tell you something. It does not feel to me that you would have this talent. Completely inconsistent with your personality for me. I don't know why. Because to me, because you act so befuddled by drawing as a concept, but actually photography is quite difficult. And Liana is an amazing photographer, which is just so funny.
Can't be explained.
Because I don't think you understand.
One of my little bits.
I don't know if you were to realize that it was very much art, I feel like you would stop doing it.
Yeah, I'd get in my own way about it. I'd be like, wait, what? Oh no. I can't even see that anymore. I do not understand.
But Liana's an incredible photographer. I would love to see that picture of a heron.
Oh, thanks. That's imminently coming on the Instagram, baby. Check it out.
Well, Liana, I guess should we move on to our next thing? I'm really excited to talk about this movie.
Yes, I have a little segue, which is that you were telling me about your wonderful day and visit with your family and your boyfriend. And it reminded me of how I was feeling also while watching Fiddler on the Roof, which was a TikTok comment that was, oh my God, so cute. I hope my next breath is my last.
Oh, no. Oh, I love that. Good for you. Yeah, this movie was very, very like love forward in a way that I did not remember.
Oh, yeah.
And these actors are acting.
That's interesting. We'll get to that. Sienna, would you please give us a synopsis of the film Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes. Fiddler on the Roof. Highly traditional Jewish village in 1905 Russia.
Yes.
Charismatic father Tevye face palms throughout the movie as his three oldest daughters find love in entirely different bachelors than their community matchmaker would have chosen for them. With the daughters opting not for wealthy older village widowers, but instead choosing increasingly less traditional young men to marry. Truly, they become progressively more and more horrifying to the parents.
Yeah.
Tevye talks to God often and struggles to accept his daughter's choices. He loves them very much, but he has trouble reconciling his traditional values and how with how the world around them is changing. The musical is full of lively songs and Jewish customs in a musical manner, as well as a much darker through line of persecution towards Jews by the hands of the Russian government.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the movie, the village is cast out and forced to find new homes, but their traditions follow them everywhere they go, specifically personified as a fiddler who follows them around.
A fiddler on the roof.
The end.
Yes! Tradition!
This movie is like...
Tradition!
This musical is the perfect amount
tradition.
Of... Like... If it's cast tradition. Well, like, Tevye is so endearing and charismatic.
Yeah.
And there's just the right amount of music and talking and gags and emotion.
Yeah.
And just, it makes you feel just smart enough for understanding the themes that you leave like, I had a good time.
And that is Toss Popcorn's review of the film Fiddler on the Roof. Thank you, everyone. A short episode for a 3-hour film, but that's it. Sienna nailed it. That was the film. And now we will sing every song from Fiddler on the Roof.
Honestly, let's do it.
Tradition.
Okay, tradition.
Who day and night must scramble for a living, feed a wife and children, say his daily prayers, and who has the right, as master of the house, to have the final word at home? The papa! The papa!
Tradition. The mama. The mamas.
It's so embarrassing that sons only have one syllable because everybody else gets to be like the papa, the mama, the daughters, and then they had to be like the sons.
Also the sons.
Ad breaker, break me an ad for 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
about $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liana,
let's
get into our phone notes, please, while we
Look
at the notes that we took on the phone while watching the movie, and I need to start. Liana has said,
okay,
the fiddle refrain is hot to me. I can't explain why.
Mm-mm. Let's do this. What parts of it were hot to you? Because I have a feeling that the parts of it that are hot to you will not have any overlap with the parts that are hot to me.
I was thinking this too, because I was very much like, and quote unquote hot to me, it was like I found it very endearing and lovely, and like, when there were so many joyful men in this movie. They experienced such joy together, not at the hands of making life worse for other people, but just because they were dancing and, you know, like, well, I guess dancing. I appreciated all the joyful moments, and a lot of times it was a lot of men being joyful in a way where I was like, you never get to see that in movies like this. Look at them, and so much passion and feeling. Mainly that. What about you?
The choreography, men doing choreography, any sort of footwork that a man took the time to learn.
The bottle dance was actually very—
the bottle dance is steamy as hell. The the Russian dancers in To Life. Hello.
Yeah.
Once they do a close up on that face and he's like got a mustache and he's like 50, it's like, well, okay.
But yeah, I know. That's how I felt about a lot of the movie too. It's like, yes. Oh.
Oh.
All right. I can get into it. Okay.
Wait. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. We have to skip exactly right to this. Sienna, you said Pontius Pilate is in this?
Yep.
Who is he?
My king.
He's not Perchik.
My king. Who's Perchik?
The second daughter's—
no.
The educated boy.
I love—
who is he?
That you are so face blind that that could possibly be the case. That is so far off. It's unbelievable.
Really?
Yes.
Who is he?
He's the one who at the beginning when Tevye, who by the way, oh, I love Tevye so much. One of my favorite characters ever, I think.
Funny, fun.
When he is at the milk cart meeting that guy, meeting Perchik, he, there's a little like twerp next to him who keeps being like,
yes,
it's not Abraham who did that. That was Moses who said that. And that's Pontius
Pilate.
God.
Oh my God.
And I said,
oh yeah, he looked nothing like Perchik.
Liana, you said, there is literally no way I was good in this role. Okay. What role were you?
I played Zeitel, the oldest daughter who marries the tailor.
What year was it that you were in this musical?
My junior year of high school.
That's a major role. Okay.
Yes. I had absolutely clawed my way up in the department and was owed my due.
Please tell me
everything.
Was
I right for the role? There's no way. There's just absolutely no way.
Tell me a little bit about your experience and your memory of it.
Thank you. I'd love to tell you about my experience and my memory of it. I remember the guy playing Model was one of the guys I had a huge crush on for most of high school.
Oh, perfect.
And I was like, okay, here we go.
That's a significant
experience.
We're going to
kiss and date and wed and boink. And none of that happened. And I was like, now that's interesting, because I thought maybe some of the above would occur. No. I also was not— I hadn't learned how to act at that time, so I wasn't good at acting.
Oh.
I was the tallest of the daughters, so that's why they cast me as the oldest, I think one of the reasons. And I probably looked the oldest because I have a serious manner and face.
Because of my sternness?
My very stern, yeah, my WASP manner. And I just, watching Zeitel's performance in this film, I was like, yeah, I didn't do any of that right. Like, she played her as a person, a human woman, and I was unaware of how to do that or like how to make her an interesting character.
So you were watching this taking notes.
To me, it's not a deep, you know, there's not a lot to her.
Yeah, a lot of the daughters really do
there's
go.
There's not much for any of the women boyfriend. To do. Yeah,
exactly. I have a boyfriend and it's everything
I married
to
my
me.
Boyfriend. Yeah, exactly.
I married my boyfriend.
And one of my other memories from it is at the end of Matchmaker, the song Matchmaker, the three of us, it ends with a harmony. And I remember somehow we butchered that harmony so much on the night
that.
Of one of the earlier performances that the next day they brought us in for a special rehearsal for just that harmony.
Oh, I love that so much
because,
when that happens.
And I 100% think I was at fault because I'm not good at harmonizing. I can sing the melody. It's also why I'm not good at writing characters who have voices that other than my own. I can write for myself. I can't write other people. And I can't harmonize. I can't sing anything that's not the melody. So it just, I don't think I brought much. I'm sorry. My self-esteem is still low, as we can all see.
No,
and here right now, but I there's just no way that I did a good job
that's okay.
as that role. And I guess that's okay, but I do feel embarrassed that people publicly saw that.
No, I promise you.
Yeah, you're right.
Literally nobody remembers
everybody's
that.
Doing a bad job.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a good point. That is a helpful and good point. Oh, this is an interesting observation. You've said, guess Norman knows how to show culture at its most. The most of that culture.
Love this man, this director, Norman Jewison. Mostly because, yes, I have an extreme. I love Jesus Christ Superstar so much as a movie. Mm. I think it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
He's very good at making things super fun and energetic, as well as very warm.
Mm, yes.
But beyond that, we know he did this, which is like, this is Jewish. And then he did Moonstruck, which is Italian. And then Jesus Christ Superstar, which is, I don't know, Jesus.
That like, is the culture Jesus.
It really is. And it's 70s.
Judea, Nazareth. Yeah. It's that very, it's Nazareth core.
Nazareth. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You know what's so stupid?
Huh.
We 100% should have done that movie after Easter weekend.
Yeah, I thought someone said that to me and I was like, I forgot. We forgot. Also,
like,
I watched
it. It's on
it.
The list.
Oh my God. Wait, it's on the list? Why did
it's 100%
we
on the
forgot.
List.
We forgot.
We need to relook at that. We got to reorder some things. We could just do it next week.
True. I just watched it.
Great.
Okay, Liana, you said the bottle dance is arguably the best thing to ever happen on stage or in film.
Yeah.
It is
I really
fun
believe
on stage.
That.
Yeah. Do you remember the
oh,
people
it's
who
fun
did
on
it
stage.
When you were in it?
Yes. Our dance captain, Manisha, shouts out. She also played the fiddler on the roof.
Wow. Could she fiddle?
The titular. No. Somebody in the pit fiddled. And she sort of mimed fiddling.
Sure.
And then she was the leader of that. And we were a fairly sparse cast. I think I was in a dance number. I think I played a Russian soldier into life and then got back into costume as Zeidel. I don't know. But they did the classic like magnet under the hat. Sorry to ruin the magic. I mean, there's no other way, really, except for how they did it in this film, which was actually true. the truth and accurate. But I love it. Oh, I love it so much. The orchestration is so metal.
Yeah.
The way that they get in, like when they get on their knees and then it's just, I
so
was
awesome.
Cheering out loud.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
It was wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 8:45 in the morning and I was like, yes. Yeah,
so good, so good.
Sienna, you said with hair that long, she could have had anything she wanted at that time.
Her hair
is just anyone, any of the
this
women.
This was, I think, what is it, Hodel?
Hoddle has very, very long hair.
She does.
She was just, it was when she was like talking, like wanting love or whatever. And I'm like, girl, you could have anybody you want. You could have anybody. Are you kidding? You're in a little village. The girl with the long, healthy hair in a village. Are you kidding?
Was that like in the past people were looking for specifically long hair?
I believe that is an assumption I'm making.
I think that makes sense. It's like a sign of health.
It's vitality. It's, you know. Yeah. But I just feel like how much else, like no one in this town is wearing makeup. They don't have that. You know, like
no,
you don't see any, you can't see any body, you can't see any ankle, you can't see any nothing, right? Like the one thing that you have to flaunt, she's got naturally red cheeks and long, healthy hair. Like she is it, mama. She can have anything, anyone. I'm just like, you don't have to settle. Look at your hair. It's long. It went to her waist.
This is later in my notes, but during Hoddle's song, Far From the Home I Love, my flatmate said, this role is always played by a hot girl. And I threw my phone across the room because that was such an accurate statement. The girl who played Hoddle in my high school production of Fiddler on the Roof was the hottest girl in the theater.
That's so funny.
Like anywhere
at
all.
I wonder why that is. Because they don't have to do as much.
I don't know. My flatmate postulated, they were like, maybe it's because they're the only daughter who actually has like a solo song.
Huh.
And so everybody's like, oh, I love looking at that.
Yeah.
Let's see more of
that. Even though they're not really the main one, like I think that Zytel is more of like a, like I think of her as more of the default.
I think she's a reliable, I think she's the backbone.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Administratively of the daughters, but Hoddle is the star, and then Hava, we'll get to her.
Liana, you said, now I'm going to sing a little song. If someone did this at my wedding, I would say, please don't. Who does that?
Well, we don't really see it happen because then the Russian soldiers come in and do the pogrom.
Oh, yeah.
But before that, somebody's giving a toast and it's like, I'm going to sing a little song. And I would not want that at my wedding. I feel very uncomfortable when being serenaded.
How'd you feel about everybody announcing their gifts at the thing? Would you like that or would you not like that?
If I were receiving them, I'd be fine with it. If I had to announce a gift I had gotten, I'm so, so rotten at getting gifts. I would feel really, really inadequate.
I got the couple a nice notebook.
Yeah.
I see you like, you know, you like notebooks. I got it from sort of one of those millennial sort of craft stores.
Oh, yeah. I would literally be like, I got you the thing on the registry that was under $20. I think it's a spoon. You know, how would you feel?
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I just wanted to ask you. The gift giving of it all that we talk about.
Oh,
I thought it was
pretty
fun. I'd actually like if people had to announce to everybody their gift. I think I would actually quite enjoy that.
Really?
And I got the happy couple a pillow. And we're all like, yes!
Yes! A pillow. Yeah. I do think probably at this point we have to talk about the unavoidable parallels that the movie has to the world today.
Yeah.
And how like very haunting that was. Like the second half is always very sad because it's about like, as you mentioned, the persecution of a religious population by like the state,
the government
that they live near. And it was just, it lands anew, I think. And it's just so spooky because like we made this list back in August, right? Or somewhere around last summer before we started our third season. And it just, it was impossible not to see parallels between what is happening to the Jewish population in this film and what is happening to the Palestinian population.
Yeah.
In real life today.
When they were told to move from their home, it just, this is like, it's something that people are thinking about all the time right now. But like, I mean, this is a place where watching it in like a narrative thing, just like seeing people love their home so much and then be sent away. And you're like, wait, but this whole community, where are they going to go? They're never going to see each other again. Now they have mm-hmm. to just find this. Like the best case scenario is that they're given a chance to leave instead yeah. of being violently attacked. And why? Mm-hmm. Who says? Why does that have to happen? Like literally, why is this? Does the yeah. government make them need them to leave so badly? What are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very sad.
Yeah. I think it's always so like,
oh, and watching them leave like the temple, the rabbi leaving his temple.
That was really, yeah, gathering up the Torah to take with them. When Tevye said goodbye to his horse, that was, that really got me. I think it's always so heavy when a movie about some atrocity in the past feels immediately relevant. I think it's just so like, God, fuck, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Very prescient.
Prescient. Okay, well, that being said, Sienna, you did note hangovers at this age, at this time, at this age, must be absolutely horrendous.
After to love.
I wondered about that.
He
Do you think they would, that hangovers in the past were worse?
It seems like they got him a lot more because they were just slamming them down, but that's probably happens yeah. everywhere. But I don't think drinking water was as much of a thing, like pounding mm-hmm. water definitely. Was much of a thing, so probably yeah. that was worse. And then he's like gotta be in what, his mid-40s,
yeah, definitely later.
It's impossible to tell because everybody just like
it's really impossible to tell. So everybody's old. In the 70s.
I'm like, you could be 32. Everybody,
if you're in the 70s on camera, it ages you like 30 years.
He was very, I was just really, and then he has to go out and like milk the cow.
Oh yeah. You have to go into awful. The direct sunlight and get squawked at by several yeah. chickens. That'd be so hard.
How much, like you couldn't just order a greasy meal either. Like what are you going to, munch
no,
on?
No, you had to have soup.
Oh, that sounds good, though.
Oh, my God.
Soup sounds good.
Yeah. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, wouldn't have to take ad breaks. Unfortunately, we are not a rich man. We will to be taking an ad break. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liana, you said finishing act one, then have to go to work. Sigh. Oh, Perchik would hate that for me. Oh my gosh. So true.
Perchik would be like, don't go to work. Don't trust your employer. Keep watching a film.
Honestly?
No, I'm kidding. He'd be like, what is a film?
So almost every story ever and every improv show you'll ever do, the moral of the story will be money isn't that important at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
But at this time in my life, I don't believe that at all. I think it's the most important thing ever. And I'm constantly thinking about it. And it's funny to watch this have a different effect on me when he's like, money is just like a plague on the world. And we shouldn't think about it as much. I was like, oh my God, he's right.
Really?
I was like, that is a really nice reminder. It's a really nice
reminder. Oh man. I was like, all right, well, enjoy having a bad time living.
Well, that's the other side of the coin. Is that I'm like, that's not true. I would love to just not be stressed.
Mm-hmm.
But but also there was many things there where I was like, I haven't seen any exchange of money occur. Like they were all getting their milk.
Oh, that's a good point.
They're receiving their milk. And I was like, is this a subscription service? Like, is this just a community, whatever? Like,
it's on credit. Yeah.
He
it's billed monthly.
He was like constantly working, but they talked about how poor he is, which of course makes sense. However, I'm like, are you poor because you don't charge anybody anything for your milk? Which maybe is true. It's like a community. I don't know.
Hey, could be. Could be. Yeah, you know, he paid Perchik for lessons for his daughters in food.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Maybe it's a barter system.
To a certain extent, it's just like a community helping itself survive. But also, I was just like, huh.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end when he has to sell, they're like, you need to sell everything. I'm like, they're the only people they know. Who are you going to
sell to? That's what I wondered. I was like, wait, I'm sorry. Who's in the market for these houses? What do you mean? And I don't think they really sold them.
Liana, you said tomorrow morning? Why are characters always leaving tomorrow morning? Say more, please.
Oh my gosh. When Huddle and Perchik are chatting and he's like, I'm leaving. And she's like, oh, okay. When? And he's like, well, tomorrow morning. In every film, some character is always like, I have to go. I'm on a plane tonight to go. And I'm like, what happened to next week?
Yeah.
Most of the time, people are leaving maybe next week or in a couple of weeks or next month, the next fiscal quarter. It is rare in this modern age to be able to leave tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Flights are booked.
Very much. Yeah.
I guess the
flights were just sort of getting on the road,
walking forward.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it was urgent, but
you could go on maybe Monday. I would very much watch a film that was just explaining to me that was just every sort of step of a journey so I could understand how they traveled in the past. I kind of get it.
I was wondering.
Really,
oh, when they were at the train station and he put up the flag to ask the train to stop for them, I was like, wow.
Whoa.
This is making me think.
Yeah. Yeah. Where do they put their big cart? Take everything off the cart? Bring the cart? I don't know.
I don't know. Sienna, you said, I thought there was going to be a fiddler fiddling on the roof more.
Yeah. In my memory.
He was in this throughout.
In my memory,
during everything, like, you know, every now and then he'd sing a song and then Tevye would be like, that fiddler's still fiddling on the roof. But oh, he's not God. Really. He's in it like three times.
He's peppered throughout. You'll okay. see him in the corner of a room not every on the now roof, and again. Though. Oh, is that you specifically need him to be on the roof? He was sitting in the rafters. That's the under roof. That's pee close. And then at the end, he follows Tevye. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought he was in it the perfect amount. I was always happy to see him.
Oh my gosh. Wait, Liana.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is just so true. I kind of freaked out at this line. Did they say it earlier? You said, maybe that's why we always wear our hats.
Oh.
Metal as hell callback.
Yeah.
Did they say it earlier
it
as so well?
So metal. At the beginning, he's like, we have all these traditions. We cover our heads. And you may ask me, where did this tradition come from? I'll tell you. I don't know.
That, I found that to be so clever. I actually clapped at that. I started clapping.
I don't know.
Or no. At maybe that's why we always wear our hats. I found it so clever and so moving and so melancholy and so fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Because he's saying they're like, well, our people are always cast away and told to move.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, if we're moving around, maybe we're always wearing our hats.
We're always ready to go.
We're always on our way out. Which is like, oh my God. But also, that's very funny.
Really? The humor in this is so good. It's just, it's like just so truly funny.
Yeah.
Truly funny things.
Sienna,
you said, you said, maybe I should work on being sterner.
His wife is so stern.
What's inspired this? Golda, oh my gosh. So oh, Golda, I love so much.
He comes in and she's like, have some soup. What? What do you want?
What? I am so busy.
But she's also clearly loving and wonderful. You know, like she's not like boring stern, which a lot of wife characters are.
I know.
She's like awesome.
Yeah, that's what's interesting is like, I think she is such a fun female character and like has a lot of dimension to her.
Yeah.
So it's weird that the daughters are so like, I married my boyfriend.
I also am interested that they gave her so much dimension when truly all she does is like make dinner and want her daughters to get married. But she just feels so, I guess developed. And
I don't know.
She was also such a good actress.
Sienna, one of your last notes is, so I guess the fiddler imprinted on Tevye's family specifically.
At the end when he's following them, I'm like,
yeah, you're right. Yeah, I guess maybe he's going with them to America to their cousin in New York.
He imprinted on Tevye, and honestly, I love
good
it
for them. Yeah, he's like sort of a Tinkerbell figure.
I do believe in fiddlers.
Liana, your very final note is score forever a sleigh. The score is excellent.
Oh my God, the score of this movie is so good.
It's next level. It is so, I could watch the whole thing again right now. And it's 3 hours long.
Wow.
Well, that maybe is a good time for us to move on.
Now let's move on to badges and trages, where we award the film badges.
Badges for bottle dances.
Ah!
And trages.
And trages. Trages for the czar.
Oh, Tsar. Very good.
Trages for Tsars.
I have a badge for Jerome Robbins. The choreography in this movie, freaking slayed.
Mm.
So good.
My first badge is for Tevye. I love that character so much. And this actor was so funny. I would watch him do anything. When he gets really mad and like throws his arms around.
Yeah. You like that?
Tell me! I am the man of the house, and I am going to look at the machine!
Well, I sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, I saw it!
A badge for this horse. Oh, I love that horse. His horse, Tevye's horse. Good horse.
Good horse. I have a badge for the very far away device. I thought that was hilarious. Every time I'd be like, yes! When he was thinking about like, but what of my daughter's eyes? She loves him. And when he was like talking to God, pondering if he should let his daughter do something, they'd always be incredibly far away from him while he was thinking. And I loved that.
Oh, a badge for, I did not remember Perchik was hot in this. That really kept me going.
For sure. Badge for when Perchik goes, I'm very happy, Hoddle.
Oh.
The way he says it is
a badge.
Fun.
badge for the cow that Hava is walking home. That is a gorgeous cow.
Gorgeous cow. Badge for, I'm sorry, just all the music. I can't choose a song. I don't think I wrote down any specific songs.
No, you're right.
I
that
very
is right.
much enjoyed the music. I enjoyed the music in the musical.
Sunrise, sunset. A badge for always telling Model to sit down at the wedding. He keeps trying to rise.
That is so funny.
And Tevye keeps sitting him down. That's such a fun little runner.
Those bits,
such a fun
those gags. Runners galore.
Good little gags.
Runners galore, I might say.
Yeah.
just the sewing machine bit when they're like, there's a new arrival. And then it's
I also have a badge for that. My badge around that is for Tevye's tantrum to go see the sewing machine. It's like, I'm going to see the sewing machine. Okay, we can go home.
Also around that scene was when another badge for when Golda is talking to Model and she's like,
oh my God.
I never thought you'd have a baby or a career or anything. She goes, you're a person.
You're a person.
That is such a funny roast. I just, and also like so accurately sums up a very true way that I think people feel in real life about it. Like, that's actually really well put. How I've felt about people I know too. It's like, you're like a person. Wow, I thought you'd be a joke. You.
Yes. A badge for Huddle's leather vest that she is wearing in the scene where she and Perchik ask for Tevye's blessing to wed is a good look for her.
Love that.
She is wearing that leather vest.
I had a badge for at least for the knowing the men for a while before marrying them, even though it surprised me about this. They got to know them and know that they were making a decision they wanted to make.
Yes. Badge for only shaking one finger when Fiedka is like, how do you do, sir? And Tevye only shakes his pointer finger.
Yes. So Tevye is so funny in this. And I won't stop saying it. Badge for on the one hand, on the other hand, just as a device.
Yeah. A badge for I love the silhouette choreo during the Little Havalet song with the sisters dancing.
That was one of the only times that women did a dance together in this movie. Isn't that strange? Yeah. It's mostly men.
Mostly men having a good time is what
the
we
women,
see.
I guess, are just in the kitchen. But at home. That was really, really sweet. Badge for the Yenta is so funny. all her little bits when she comes in. She's just a very.
Yeah.
What is it she says when she's like, you got a letter. Or your daughter, your sister got a letter. Oh, great. Where is it? I got it. Oh, okay. It's open. What? So it came open. What? So it was open.
My last badge is for the line, Zeidel, don't forget the baby. That's so funny. That's so funny.
My final badges are that remained interesting for 3 full hours. I am shocked about that. No other 3-hour movie we've watched, no matter like I look for bits and pieces to enjoy and I'm like, I like this. But this one, I really was into it. My eyes were on it. And then finally, I have a vague line written on the vibes that I felt. I wrote the drama and the passion, the joy and the emotion.
Yes.
It's true. It really hit it. It's very human.
It I loved it.
Trages.
I only have like 4.
Yeah, I have 2.
Okay. My first trage is for misogyny globally.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And it's here. It's here as well.
It's here for sure. No, that's a really good. That's. What?
Oh my God, a cat just walked past my window.
What floor are you on?
The first floor, which here means the second floor.
Oh.
Because they do the ground floor and then the first floor.
My first trage is Huddle shouldn't leave.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one part. Yeah. Even when I saw it at a lot. Because the thing is even the song, it kind of unconvinced me because I was like, yes, these women here, they don't have that many options. Like, they're going to be expected to just be mothers in the village for forever. So if there's anything that they want, like, she wants to see the world, it makes sense to go with this guy if that's like a chance to do that, and that feels right for the kind of life she wants to live. But she kept saying that she loves this. She's like, far from the home I love it.
Yeah.
I really don't want to leave, but I just got to go be with my boyfriend. And I'm like, that argument is actually horrible. If you were saying, you know, I feel really strained here and I want to see what the world is doing out there, and like, I want to go be part of that changing world, that's one thing. But she's like, but I got to be with that boy.
I got to go to Siberia.
No. Bad reason.
No one is worth that. Yeah. A trage for the film choices are so very 1971.
Yes. It's a badge for some of us.
Oof.
Trage for, this isn't really a trage for the movie. This is an existential trage, which is when they say, we'll have to wait for him someplace else. They have to go wait for the Messiah someplace else.
Oh.
That was very melancholy for me about just like the history of being exiled for Jewish people. And then also made me think about people being displaced right now, particularly in Palestine. And
anyway,
that very end of the movie, it was really quite insightful, especially for right now.
Mm-hmm. My last trage is for Hava having to be rescued by a book club bitch when the other Russian soldiers are harassing her, and like the only way that they leave her alone is a man coming up and being like, hey, stop. But also, do you know what? I'm going to give a badge for a man seeing other men doing harassment and intervening, because we do need that.
Yeah.
But then a trage again for him being like,
they don't mean any harm.
No harm. Yeah. It's a sandwich. It's a trage sandwich.
A trage witch.
A trage witch.
Those are all my trages.
That's it for me.
Well, Liana, show them on to our next segment. This is, of course, how to pretend you've seen this film. This is for you are at a wedding, and a laser comes up to you. And laser is like,
it's like, I want to marry your daughter. You're like, whoa. You're like,
I don't have a daughter.
I'm 20 years old. I'm in my 20s.
And he's like, well, I want to. That's why I come to these weddings. I love weddings. And I was first inspired about marrying someone's daughter from a movie I loved very much. And I got the right message from it, which is that it's important to marry daughters. And it's called Fiddler on the Roof. Have you ever seen it? Great, great advice.
And in order to...
For how women should be treated.
In order to... Oh, God. Put a lid on the milk can that is laser.
To put a cloth over a laser and stomp on him?
Yeah, nice. Hell yeah. We're going to give you a few sentences you can say to pretend you've seen the film Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes, laser, I've seen Fiddler on the Roof. The Fiddler on the Roof in this movie could be seen as representing tradition itself, following Tevye's family and community around. Despite having to move, being persecuted and exiled, tradition will never leave.
Yes. Ugh, laser, I've seen Fiddler on the Roof. And you know what? Oh, to get out of this conversation. If I were a rich man. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man.
Yes, laser, I have seen Fiddler on the Roof. That is an interesting movie to reflect upon about the era itself, 1905, and how different the world looked in different places in the world at the time. Not just about what was happening with thought and how the world was changing, but also just that some places became industrialized so much earlier that some communities were living in a very much very peasant core sort of environment.
Mm-hmm. Let's call it what it was. Yeah.
Peasant core, but truly just not as modernized, where in 1905 in the United States, for example, it was a much more industrialized environment, which led to very different looking communities.
Yes.
Yes, Laser. I've seen Fiddler on the Roof. Okay, let me think. How can I hope to make you understand why I do what I do? Why I must travel to a distant land, far from this conversation. And then I get on the train and I go to Siberia. I would go to Siberia to get away from a man.
Yes, Laser, I have seen Fiddler on the Roof. That device, I'm sure it's in other shows and I would love to see it. It includes a narrator that is not only narrating things, but is in fact wrestling with what's happening openly to the audience, to himself, as Tevye sort of encounters balancing tradition and the world that is changing around him, specifically through the marriage of his daughters and what his daughters want to do with their life. Even in their small community, still the outside world is seeping in. But that narrator, specific narrator position is unique. And but maybe it's not that unique. And if it's not, people tell me what else I can watch that's like this. But not you, Laser. I don't want to hear about it. I know you're just a weird daughter marrier.
Oh, Laser, I'm so sorry. I cannot keep conversing with you, a man, about film. Like my mother and her mother before her. We don't do that. Why? I'll tell you why. Tradition! Tradition!
Tradition!
Tradition!
Well, Liana, tradition. We should move on to our next segment, I suppose.
Yes,
now
please.
Now that we have rolled our milk cart over Laser, let us move on to our next segment, which of course is designed to save you time.
Yeah.
It's a little segment called Should You Watch This Or? Liana, mm-hmm. Do you think you should watch this movie or what?
Yeah, I'm not saving you time. I'm mandating 3 hours, baby. You should watch this movie. It's really good. It's so hauntingly relevant. The music is amazing and beautiful. And even I am able to get past the 70s of it all. I mean, that's really saying something. Because I don't like that decade. But I love this movie. How about you, Sienna?
I agree. I think you should watch it.
Yeah.
Well.
Sienna, what would you rate the film, Fiddler on the Roof?
Can I be so honest with you?
I wish you would.
Would you like me to be? I'm going to give it 5 soups out of 5.
Soups.
I loved it. Soups, specifically that Golda says, eat some soup about.
Have some soup.
I loved it. And yes. I hope to watch it again. And the music goes really hard. The music goes so hard. I am going to marry my boyfriend. Liana, what would you rate it?
Imagine if that was like randomly a song in Fiddler on the Roof. Like it's these unbelievably gorgeous and perfect songs. And then it just goes
I'm going to marry my boyfriend.
He's like, okay, I guess.
Okay.
I would give Fiddler on the Roof 4.5 bottle dances out of 5. It just loses it for me because of women's rights.
Yeah, it's true. That's a bummer.
And it really is like, at the end of the day, it really is like men having fun or men interacting with men. And the women are very barely seen.
And I gotta, that's very true. Yeah, like they literally only dance, like the women never get to dance. That really stood out to me. I'm like, why don't we ever see a lady dance?
Let the women dance. They would slay.
Well, there you go. That has been Fiddler on the Roof. We watched it and we reviewed it on our podcast. Our podcast, of course, being Toss Popcorn, which you can find at Toss Popcorn on Instagram. And we are also on Patreon at patreon.com/tosspopcorn. And if you want more, then join us next week when we'll be watching
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh,
every
Jewison.
Time I look at you, I don't understand.
Norman Jewison.
Why you let the things you do get so out of hand? Oh my God, bangers. Sorry to my upstairs neighbors. I'm going to be singing again. Thank you.
We love you.
Bye.
You can find us on Instagram as at Sienna Jekyll and at Liana Holston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
I married my boyfriend.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.